In Missouri, the Right to Farm campaign featured reasoned but pointed arguments from soothing voices and acoustic guitar.
We all like to eat three times a day, and we can't tie the hands of farmers and ranchers and expect to have affordable food in the grocery store every day.
Amendment 1. It's not about Missouri's right to farm. It's about China's right to farm in Missouri. The headline says it all.
But don't let the pleasant ads fool you. This was a fight between two sides that loathe each other. The Right to Farm Amendment narrowly passed in Missouri in 2014, and not until after a recount. Part of Missouri's constitution now reads like this: "The right of farmers and ranchers to engage in farming and ranching practices shall forever be guaranteed in this state." That sounds nice, but also broad, leaving plenty of room for allegations like this from former Missouri lawmaker Wes Schumeyer.
There will be challenges of anything you can think of in the court system, whether if folks in the middle of the cities say they've got a little patch of ground, decide they want to farm, can they raise hogs and cattle right in their backyard?
Now Schumeyer works for the Humane Society of the United States, a main funder of the Right to Farm opposition, an enemy of farm bureaus across the country who've pushed similar amendments in Indiana, North Dakota, and here in Oklahoma. A bill proposed by Republican Representative Scott Biggs would, if passed by voters, change Oklahoma's constitution to say something very similar to Missouri's. John Collison with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Why is Humane Society worried about agriculture? If they truly loved animals like we do, we're the ones that raise millions and millions of animals every single day and take care of them. They're our livelihood. We're not going to treat our business badly.
Cynthia Armstrong with the Oklahoma branch of the Humane Society explains.
I believe they are doing this at the bidding of corporate agriculture, large corporations that don't want any restrictions. They want to do business the way they want to do it without regard to environmental concerns, animal welfare. They don't want any of that getting in their way.
Humane Society accuses Farm Bureau of doing the bidding of Big Ag. Farm Bureau says it has to protect farmers from Humane Society-backed anti-GMO laws and chicken caging regulations like the ones springing up in California and Oregon. But the right to farm fight in Oklahoma is about more than agricultural practices. Representative Biggs didn't respond to State Impact's interview requests, but said as much when presenting House Joint Resolution 1012 in committee.
Unfortunately, we have an out-of-state interest group who has seen fit to kind of attack agriculture here in Oklahoma, go as far as to sue the Attorney General, who's looking to protect us, to stop him from doing some of his actions.
He's referring to a lawsuit Humane Society filed against Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, accusing him of harassment. Pruitt is investigating whether the Humane Society fundraised off the Moore tornado. It's confusing and seemingly unrelated to farmers' rights. Complicating matters, Oklahoma already has a right to farm law on the books. The American Legislative Exchange Council, better known as ALEC, pushed for it several years ago. It outlaws so-called nuisance lawsuits against farmers and ranchers from nearby residents who might be disturbed by noise, odors, or pollution. But statutes are easy to change. The state constitution isn't. McAllister Democrat Donnie Conant was the only no vote on right to farm in committee.
Forever is a long time. 10, 15 years from now, and this has been voted in the Constitution. 10, 15 years from now, if we vote this in and the legislature comes up almost with a crisis with agriculture, their hands are tied. But that was my reasoning. Two reasons, basically, is the probably hundreds of emails I got telling me to vote no on it and didn't get hardly, if any. I don't know if I got any to say vote yes.
I asked a few Oklahoma farmers about what they think of right to farm.
I haven't even heard of it.
What is it?
We're out of farm. We don't know anything about the bill.
It's not clear what a right to farm amendment would mean for Oklahoma, and so far, the farmers I talked to seem more worried about getting their fence mended before sundown. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.